that calling us on Skype now, or are
we just... Hello, and welcome to the good game.
Guys!
A little bit of disorientation right there, and welcome on January 4th, 2000... yeah, 4th. Well, wow, I was thinking of the 4th. January 22nd, 2014. That's where the 4 came from.
Right, okay. Anyway, I'm Dag.
TKO! And as always, we are followed up with Dr. Captain.
Right, because apparently he's a guy that requires two titles. Interesting. Anyway, y'all can check us out at blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting. You can come hang out and chat in our chat room with us. You can also check us out at facebook.com. If you just search up Good Game Guys, you'll find something there.
Hopefully our good game, guys. I actually tried looking that up once before. There's apparently some other imposters out there that think they're the good game guys. No, we are the good game guys. Ain't that right, TKO?
Egg brother flicking exactly.
Right. So, yeah, there's that cool stuff. We're also going to be changing things up a little bit. We're going to hold off on our callers. I mean, feel free to call in. But we're going to hold off on taking calls until... towards the end of the show, so we got more time to spend while we get our own stuff out of the way. And in the meantime, what have you all been up to? What's new? What's going on out there in the land of wherever you guys go?
The land of make-believe, if
right?
you will.
Well, right now, I am currently caught up in World of Tanks because they're doing an event where if you kill 30 motherfuckers in a 24-hour period, they give you $250,000.
Is that still going on?
Yes, it's still going on.
How long is that going to last, by the way?
I think until the... Actually, wait, I'll get back to you on that. I'll have to look that up because I don't know. I'm just saying I'm killing people and getting $250,000 a day. I can... the words, they escape me. I give up. No, I'm done.
All right.
I'm done. It's just awesome. Go play World of Tanks, get $250,000 for killing 30 motherfuckers, and love it.
Well, I kind of hate kind of openly admitting this out on air right now, but I finally caved in, and I thought I'd go ahead and give Star Wars The Old Republic a try. You know, good old Tortanic, am I right?
Yeah, okay.
Wait. did you just say Tortanic?
Tortanic.
Wow.
So like the Old Republic Tanic, right?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
It's a sinking ship.
Yeah. That's the joke, folks.
That burns in my soul a
little
bit.
It's a trap.
What do you think so far? How far have you gotten into it? What are you up to?
Well, so far, like, I went ahead and started off on the light side, and I figured, you know, I want to start off as a smuggler, right?
General.
Why do you got to be Jedi, man?
Because?
There's way too many Jedis going on right now. Fuck that.
I'm tired of these motherfucking Sith in my motherfucking city.
Then why don't you be a fucking
Mace
dude?
Windu, yucca.
Dude.
You was talking all that good shit just a minute ago, right before Anakin kicked you in the chest.
Hey, he had to cheat, okay? He cheated, man. I had the Emperor, you know what I'm saying? The Emperor was about to go down, you know what I'm saying? I was about to get my 35,000 experience points.
Right.
Killing that motherfucker would have leveled me up at least 3 times, and then also he had to cheat. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, I decided to go smuggler because I like Han Solo. What can I say?
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, Han Solo's fucking awesome. So I figure, hey, a smuggler, I can totally be like the Han Solo type. And right now, it's kind of living up to it a bit. I was a little bit...
Wookiee win.
I'm waiting for my pet Wookiee, man. That'd be freaking awesome in the game.
Dude.
You wish.
Yeah.
I have also been playing some of Star Wars The Old Republic. I was one of the founders. Like, I played the game when it was first out, and... the story was great. Leveling up the characters was fantastic. So much fun. But there was nothing to do when you finished with that. There wasn't any end game operations. There wasn't anything to do toward the end of the game.
Like hunt down the Borg Queen and get your ass beat by her.
Well, right. Stuff like that.
Live long and prosper, my brother.
Die fast and screaming is more like it.
So I've been doing that as well, and that's been pretty fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have finally completed The Last of Us. Ladies and gentlemen, game is epic, awesome, and like I said, Mr. Dagg was completely right when he said it is how survival horror was meant to be.
So you hear that right now, folks. You got to work on that stuff, okay?
Anyways, humans with guns. Fuck them.
Right. Hunters. Dude, David.
God damn.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Dude. Fuck that guy.
Oh, my God.
Nolan North, take a seat.
Yes. You are officially been replaced.
You're more fun as Nathan Drake. Like, the same guy did Drake's voice as David.
That's... Okay.
Does that not make you mad?
It makes me angry in my chest.
Hey, if it makes you guys feel better at the end of the day...
No, it doesn't!
Nolan North also was Deadpool at the same time. Yeah.
For the game?
For the game.
Nice!
Nolan North has been in just about anything these days, actually.
That bastard. Now I hate his voice because of that fucker.
Because he's everywhere. You can't escape the Nolan.
When you got... Okay, Video Game Land, when you get to the point where you meet that guy, you will understand the rage, the hatred, the... Spoiler alert.
No, that's perfectly fine. Just kind of keep it to where... Just... You will not like this guy, and we'll leave it at that. Anyway, so what's kind of been going on lately? I've been hearing a lot of weird and crazy stuff going on in the news world of the gaming industry. Dag, would you mind leading the way on that charge?
Oh, well, why not? I guess I got some news for y'all. So Games for Windows Live started shutting down its marketplace features on August 22nd of 2013, and this isn't really news, but there was an article on the Age of Empires Online that stated that Games for Windows Live service would be discontinued, completely done, by July 1st of 2014.
What?
This article has since been deleted. Microsoft hasn't had any official statements about it yet, but that might make some games unplayable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just hearing, like, they're getting rid of Games for Windows Live. Does that mean I can't play my copy of Fallout 3 anymore?
No, they've taken it out of Fallout 3. Fallout 3 is good. It is now a Steamworks title, so you should be all good with that. What it is going to affect is the games that left Games for Windows Live in it, especially on operating systems like Windows 8. Games such as Dark Souls, Dead Rising 2, etc. There's actually a big list of these. If you just search it up online, you'll be able to find a huge list of all the games that they're planning to take Games for Windows Live out of, that they're not planning to take Games for Windows Live out of, and stuff that we don't know is either pending a change, has been changed, or will not be changed. So that kind of sucks.
Very much so.
Some of the titles are headed for Steam. Games like Fallout 3 and New Vegas are already on Steam, so that's great. And in the meantime, for the rest of them...
So will they, if someone has already purchased this game, will it automatically be transferred over, or will they have to repurchase it on Steam?
That's a good question. I don't really know the details on that one. We're still waiting on Microsoft to release like an official announcement. The World of Warcraft website off Battle.net has got Warlords of Draenor scattering reports posted, which provide more information about the next expansion coming out later this year for World of Warcraft. So they're increasing the level cap up to level 90. They're going to be offering level boosts straight to 90 if you pre-purchase the game, or they're even talking about opening a real currency shop where you're going to be able to buy boosters and all that sort of stuff.
Wasn't that something they tried putting in Diablo 3 for a while? Like, that was the reason it had to be online?
Well, Diablo 3 had a real currency auction house, so other players could profit off of rare, random, valuable drops, and it failed, and they shut it down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fail.
Leave it to the Chinese farmers, man.
Right, and that was pretty bad. But yeah, they've opened up the option for a pay-for-convenience model, allowing people to pay to get their characters up to level 90 for, like, you know, for those people who have a bunch of different characters on a server.
Or a thing called a life?
Alternate characters. Well, if you just don't feel like leveling the same type of guy just to rock a different spec full time on that. Like, there are people out there that do that. Like, I know people that have two or three different warriors just for being able to play around with all the different specs at any given moment.
Wow.
That's a little bit crazy.
A little?
Well, maybe a lot. This November is going to be the 10-year anniversary of World of Warcraft and the 20-year anniversary of the entire Warcraft series, so congrats, Blizzard. Warcraft has been around longer than some of the people listening to our show.
Isn't that damn strange?
Wait, my question, on that note, who here is an original Warcraft 1
veteran?
Veteran.
I am.
Same here.
I played the first Warcraft
Warcraft 2, the very first one.
On DOS, yeah.
Thank you.
Orcs and Humans, and then came Tides of Darkness, right?
Zug-Zug.
Zug-Zug indeed.
Loktar.
So thanks for the entertainment, Blizzard. By the way, we're still waiting for StarCraft Ghost.
Seriously?
For the love of God, will you just work on it already? Stop with the Hearts of the Storm or the
Storm.
New MOBA you guys are working on.
I want to play Metal Gear Ghost, damn it.
And now for something completely different. According to the PlayStation blog, HBO Go will be coming soon to the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4 sometime following. So you're still going to need to be subscribed to HBO via your cable or satellite provider. But you'll have unlimited on-demand access to your favorite shows, like Game of Thrones.
So they're copying Netflix-ums. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, basically, that's been HBO's thing with HBO Go.
So I'm wondering, do you think Showtime will probably eventually hit up with something like that?
Oh, freaking course.
I mean, you know, are we going to catch, like, our new episodes of Dexter or just anything, like, on, you know, Showtime? What else is there? Cinemax? Encore?
Cinemax, Encore, On Demand, what else? I don't know. Wait, Cinemax, HBO On Demand, or normal On Demand.
We'll ponder this a little later, but that's kind of cool, actually. I gotta admit, I've been a little worried so far with my consoles turning into, like, a home entertainment system, just a tad.
Well, no, I mean,
That's sort of the value of the Xbox One, is that it's not just video games. It's meant to replace every other electronic device you have sitting under your TV.
Yeah,
your DVD players, Blu-rays.
DVD, Blu-ray, freaking, you can even go on YouTube and check out videos. And I have a PS3,
Your TiVo, your DVR, your cable box, all of that sort of stuff. They're trying...
Netflix and Netflix and Hulu on my PS3. It's like all in one thing. I mean, that's convenience.
And that's sort of how it's supposed to go. So that's some cool stuff that's going on. Got a few more different reports about random stuff, but I think first what we're going to have to do here is, you guys guessed it, we're going to have an ad break. Hang on just a moment.
Yeah, we actually have to do that now.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
And we're back, and that is one of our awesome little sponsors, Havana Watches. I actually have a Havana watch that I'm wearing right now. It's one of the black ones with the rubber strap on it, and it's kind of nice. Like, I've been wearing it everywhere I've been going.
I think those look pretty cool.
Take a look at that.
Dude, look at that. I kind of want one myself, actually.
I got one, too. Mine looks like something out of a steampunk movie, though.
Dude, you got a steampunk one?
Yeah, you've seen it.
Do you think they do special theme? I don't recall seeing any steampunk with that one. Like, you got a new one that's steampunk theme?
No, the one I showed you. The one that I wear when I'm doing a Movie Top
Live. Oh, yeah, that one.
It's kind of steampunkish,
I see a little steampunk in that one itself. Shoot, you think they do, like, other themes as well?
Possibly. He did say today he had a custom one done for himself, but...
Oh, well,
anyway, back to the gaming news, ladies and gentlemen.
There are a few more tidbits here. IO Interactive has posted an open letter, finally announcing the development of the next Hitman title.
Finally!
That's expected to launch for PC, the PlayStation 4, and the Xbox One. And what they're saying is that it's going to concentrate on the core Hitman fantasy of using a wide range of tools to take out a diverse group of targets across expansive, exotic locations around the world. They're also bringing back Contracts mode, which lets you create and share your own challenges with your friends and enemies alike. frenemies.
Targets, you mean.
Frenemies, right?
Yeah.
One thing video game has taught me is if you're running into enemies, you're going in the right direction.
That's life.
Ain't that the truth?
So it looks like they're set to reveal some more information through 2014. Keep an eye out on Hitman.com for more information with them. I'm not sure if I even care about that one too much. That's more of a facepalm for TKO, but I think I'm going to read that off anyway.
Oh, God.
So Japanese website cinematoday.jp erroneously announced Kane Kosugi would star in a new Tekken movie titled Tekken, A Man Called X.
Oh, my God.
And that was several days ago. Kane Kosugi apologized for the clumsiness of this announcement, and a personal note on his website at kanekosugi.com says that he will instead be starring in a movie called Agent X. For my own personal note, I'm not sure if this means there will be no prequel movie to 2010's Tekken, but who would watch anything like that again? That was terrible, and I'm glad that they're not making it if they're not.
Hey, in all honesty, what if this is all just a clever ploy from Namco to introduce their new character, Agent X, in the next Tekken game?
That would be so low class.
That reeks of being unprepared.
Would it be that surprised, though? With how Namco has actually been kind of treating some of their fighter games. Well, I don't know if it's so much Namco at this point or if it's more of a Capcom issue, because I'm more focusing I'm gearing towards Street Fighter X Tekken.
Oh, God.
Look in your goddamn
way. You mean the
way game
that doesn't exist?
Namco has actually very little to do with that one. That was Capcom's love child.
Yeah.
Namco was supposed to have their own flavor where they were going to take the Street Fighter characters and put them in the Tekken.
What's ever happened with that,
probably realized that how much hate the other one got that it would get equal amounts of hate.
So they just straight up to stop that? I mean, honestly, I'd like...
Wait, you cannot put Tekken characters in the Street Fighter universe and expect it to work, just like you cannot put Street Fighter characters in the Tekken universe and expect it to work.
Well,
certain whiny little biatches will be like, oh no, they're throwing fireballs in a Tekken game. We can't have that. Eye lasers, wah! Fireballs, wah! Yoga fire, wah!
Hey, in all fairness, there are already eye lasers in my Tekken game. Thank you very much, TKO.
Okay, idiots. Back to the news. Thank you. Chris Roberts of Robert Space Industries.com has posted a letter from the chairman announcing that Star Citizen is now the most highly crowdfunded game in gaming history.
Damn.
Starting from Kickstarter and moving into PayPal and credit card donations from their own website, Star Citizen has a cash injection to the tune of $37 million and climbing. It's crowdfunded. It's the biggest crowdfund in history. This does bode well for those of us who have been waiting for a decent space sim, and it looks like there's nothing holding back the title's momentum. I'm simply hoping that Chris Roberts and his staff et al. Are going to be able to live up to the hype.
In all honesty, I'll live up to any hype, because goddammit, I'm getting my space sim back. Who here remembers Freelancer? Am I right?
Who here remembers Wing Commander Privateer? The X-Wing series.
Yep.
Like, I miss the days of Space Sims. I'm glad they're coming back, because we actually need, like, some more good sci-fi titles,
if
you will.
There's been an active Space Sim running for, like, a long-ass time, dude. EVE Online.
Star Trek Online, but those aren't actual, like, Sims. You know
right.
what I'm saying? They're not, like, they're more like...
You don't get to feel what it's like to pilot your ship and actually have everything matter.
Exactly. Those days.
That's cool stuff. According to the Hearthstone website, Blizzard.com or Battle.net/Hearthstone, the game has entered open beta. So that means you don't need to wait around trying to find a friend with a closed beta key before you get your Warcraft-styled card-slinging game on. Blizzard also claims that they're planning no further character wipes, so the decks you buy and build are now decks that you're going to keep from here on in.
Bullshit!
That's what the plan says.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah, and Obama said that, you know, his health care is going to actually be awesome.
Whoa, let's hold off on the political commentary.
Seriously. So now back to the studio.
I got a brief thing to bring up with the Hearthstone game, actually. Wasn't there talk that China themselves kind of blatantly made their own ripoff? I'll say ripoff, by the way.
Well, it wasn't China themselves. I forget the name of the company. I had it written down at home, and I forgot to bring it with me. But yeah, there's a company out there that Blizzard is now suing for like $1.3 or $1.5 million.
$1.5 million.
Because they've completely ripped off the art assets from the game, and Blizzard has to protect its intellectual property.
No, I'm actually kind of curious when it comes to stuff like that, because, you know, let me speak a little honesty over here with the rest of you guys.
Okay.
let me get real talk here for a moment. Haven't we actually kind of been come to a certain point where we just kind of expect this from Chinese developers at the certain point. And my reason for kind of bringing this up is, specifically speaking, correct me if I'm wrong here, but wasn't there a game called 300 Heroes, which, and I kind of hate, like, it boils my blood to say this exact sentence, but wasn't it, you know, specifically a League of Legends clone where it just straight up ripped off everything? I'm doing the hand gestures right now, ladies.
Right, yeah, he is. He's distracting the shit out of me is what he's doing.
I know.
But I mean, in all honesty, like, you know, this 300 Heroes just wound up, like, ripping off the entire map's layout. And I'm not just saying, like, oh, it's the three lanes or stuff like that. I'm talking about the design features where, you know, jungle creeps and monsters and stuff like that are at their exact spots. There's no uniqueness in the map style in itself. And it even went as far as to actually start involving characters, like copywritten characters, mind you. Like, I'd like to think they're copywritten anyway.
Yeah,
you know, like Shrek, Wall-E from Disney.
What?
Yeah, Shrek is in this game. Or I don't know about nowadays, because I tried looking this up, and I think they took Shrek off because maybe DreamWorks actually got pissed off enough. But
wouldn't.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, who'd be intimidated by Wall-E anyway?
Dude. I don't know, maybe Naruto. Wasn't he in the game too?
Yes, Naruto, Kakashi, Sasuke, Monkey D. Luffy, like other anime characters, even Dota characters. Dota characters, like Axe, Queen of Pain, Anti-Man.
Wait, was it exact them, or did they look like them, at least they changed their name? Or
they
they
were the same name. There was nothing different about them. It's the same damn name, the same damn model. Well, maybe not the same model, mind you, because, you know, Dota, the Source Engine versus whatever the hell 300 Heroes works on.
Believe it!
But, I mean, you know, as far as this stuff is concerned, I'm just going to go ahead and wrap up. Should we really, like, be shocked about something like this anymore?
I say no. We really shouldn't be surprised. I'm not going to say all of China, as in China's at fault for this. But there are a lot of people, a lot of impoverished people all over the world that think they're going to make a quick buck ripping off artists.
True.
Movie studios, bootleg movies, game studios, piracy. Hell, I mean, Somalia got into piracy lately, right?
What other choices do they have? Lately? Come on. What do you mean lately?
I know.
20 years ago, you mean?
I'm joking.
Oh.
But it's not like a country.
That's not very savvy.
It's not a country-specific thing. It's more like people get desperate and make some bad calls. And that sucks.
It's only a bad call if you get caught.
Which, let's be honest, they kind of did get caught.
That's fair enough that making that a bad call.
There's another trademark or opposition or infringement that I've been seeing floating around on the internet rumor mill.
Mm.
That has to do with the guys that made the Candy Crush Saga, King. The Candy Crush Saga is a little Bejeweled ripoff that you play on your phone. It's like a match three with different bits of candy, and every time you match three, it clears those pieces off the board and gives you points.
I'm familiar with the concept.
So it's Tekken with candy. No, or not Tekken. Yeah. No, it's Tetris with candy.
It's more like if you ever had a Sega Game Gear, it's more like, I forget the name of it. I think it was Gemstone or something like that.
Oh, God, I actually remember that.
Yeah. Mm. And it is its own valid type of game and all that good stuff, but here's the problem that I've got. King has gone so far to register trademarks, including their full game titles like Candy Crush Saga and Farm Life Saga or whatever sagas, to the point where they filed an opposition order with the guys that made the Banner Saga.
Ooh.
What? Because they have the word saga in their name.
That actually kind of reminds me of some of the ridiculous.
What?
Yeah. No. Here, let me sweeten up the little pot right here.
You mean make it even more bitter than it already is?
I'm gonna make this soup, if you will, more bitter, because what wound up happening that's somewhat related to what Deg here wound up bringing up. Who here remembers Minecraft, right?
Oh, God.
Everyone remembers Minecraft. Now, here,
my homeboy CJ is currently addicted to that game.
Yeah, wasn't that created by some guy called Notch?
Yeah, it was.
Who used to work with King.com, the guys that made Candy Crush Saga? More you know.
Yeah, the more you know.
Stay in school, kids.
But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go into a bit of another issue that wound up happening is where basically one of the updates started coming out where they started introducing spells and scrolls and stuff like that, right?
Mm.
And they actually called these things scrolls You know,
okay.
Like, just imagine
rolled up pieces
of paper and stuff like that.
Now, what
interestingly wound up happening was that Bethesda, from what I understand, tried a lawsuit. I don't know about a lawsuit specifically, but here's what wound up happening is that they trademarked the term Scrolls because of the Elder Scrolls. Yeah, because of the Elder Scrolls series.
That's not possible. That means they can sue the Bible because in the Bible there's the Dead Sea Scrolls.
You know, I'd actually kind of
really?
Like,
are you kidding me?
Well, King is sort of accomplishing the same thing with the word Saga.
That can't be. What?
To be honest,
how is that allowed? Saga is a series of installments of a story.
I understand.
How would they even get away with that?
That this is even part of our legislative process. That this is even a part of how you have to go about protecting your property.
It's sad.
Makes me want to blow up the universe and just start over.
Dude.
Oh, man.
I don't want to live on this fucking planet anymore.
You mean you don't want to live in this existence, this plane of existence anymore?
Sure. Show me another one. I'll move there.
Maybe once we've mastered zero-point energy and we can rip a hole in space-time, then maybe we can go find another one.
We have now entered Crazy Hour with your host, TKO.
No doubt we've entered science future.
I believe the correct term is sci-fi.
Yes.
That fi means fiction,
that
right?
Fi means not yet. We haven't done it yet. That fi means future. That's what it means.
Oh, there's an I in future now.
Yes. It's the future that I will help bring about.
Thank you for showing off your limited education.
It's very high.
I was a high school.
I watched every season of Star Trek Next Generation and the one with the Cisco.
And apparently that's a college class nowadays.
Exactly.
Wasn't it a religion at a certain point?
It's studying under the great leader, Gene Roddenberry.
And so Kirk did build himself that Molotov grenade thingy and blew up the Gore, and praise to Kirk.
And the Cisco laid the smacketh down upon the Borg. Amen.
So by the way, if you guys haven't looked or anything, we are open to take some calls. The number that we currently got from this thing is 914-338-1303, so you can feel free to call in, or once again, come check us out at blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting. You can look up our quite limited Facebook site that we got to remanufacture. Just go to Facebook and look up the Good Game Guys. And we are all there.
WTVs.
So yeah, we
broadcasting is a Good Game Guys.
We do hope that you call in if you've got any insight or, you know, any more information to add about the different news articles or anything like that.
Or conversation.
Or if you got a hot topic that you just want to get off your chest.
Who do you want to call out in a game? Personally, I'll take you on in anything.
Oh, bring it, Command & Conquer. You all think you got some Command & Conquer King's Wrath skills? Bring it to the TKO's table. I'll gladly cut you up into little pieces and serve you like E. Jackson Limousine's Thanksgiving turkey giveaway. I'll give away your body parts and we can, you know, feed families.
So that's our smack talk. Dag, you got any smack talk you want to talk?
No, you guys accomplished everything I was going to, and I think you did it better than I ever would.
So, do you actually have like a game you could actually talk smack on a little bit? Like, I'm actually kind of curious. Like me and T here kind of have something going on. What about you? What's something you'd be happy to kick someone's ass in?
I don't really enjoy talking shit or challenging people that I play with. I'm more one of the more respectful players. I try not to get in your face if we're playing.
Let the fans think they can take you in something, man. Come on, there has to be something if you accept a challenge in.
You know, if you win or lose, it's good game. But I mean, if you guys want to do some Gran Turismo, then okay.
We went realistic on it.
We'll have some fun with some simulators. If you guys want to hang old school and play some Quake 1, sure.
Damn.
Oh.
Damn.
And that's, you know, I'm sort of old. I don't care about the kids talking shit, you know. 12-year-olds on their microphones like whiny prepubescent shits on mic part D. Like, I don't
went French.
I don't care. Play a game, shut your mouth. We'll talk when the game is over.
Okay, then. Let me rephrase the question then. What game do you accept any and all challenges on? And if you're confident that you'll walk away the victor?
None of them.
You don't feel confident in any game out there?
I feel confident in plenty of games, but I don't believe I'm the best of the best in any of them.
Who says best of
the
best?
Well, yeah, I mean...
What game do you say, hey, hit me up on Facebook, set up a meeting, we'll play this game. Me, Command & Conquer King's Wrath, Command & Conquer Generals. Bring it.
My personal standpoint is I'll accept challenges for whatever games you guys want to play. That's not the issue. The issue is I'm not going to outright tell you I'm going to whoop your ass because there's always someone out there that's better than you.
Well, fair enough on that
aspect.
Yeah, there's
always the best of the best of the best of the best.
And I am not that, so I can't just say I'm going to whoop everyone's ass because I know I'm not going to.
We're not saying you're
going to
whoop everyone's ass. It's more like a, hey, if you want to play this game, you better be good or I'm going to take it.
Well, just so on a personal note, my ego isn't that big.
Ah.
Ooh.
Fine.
You know what I'm saying? Dr. Captain is here waiting for you. TKO is waiting for you. Command & Conquer Generals or Command & Conquer Kane's Wrath. You know where to find me. Bring it.
I've personally been waiting for some...
Yes, I'm talking to you, Biker Rush Owns. Yeah, you. You.
Ooh.
Yes, he's a pro gamer, and I think I can take him.
I've been waiting for some people in Super Smash Bros., but I don't know if people are willing to take that serious anymore. But,
do you actually
hey,
play Super Smash Bros. Via internet without being in the
yeah,
same room?
Yeah, you can play it via internet.
Okay. Bring it!
I mean, shoot. It's even gone as far as being accepted inside of the Evo Grand Tournament, basically, with Super Smash Bros. Melee. Which, speaking of Evo, has anybody really been paying attention to any Pro League gamers or anything like that as of late?
Not so much. I've been pretty much doing my thing between work and girlfriend and here and the games that I get to play when I get to play them. Unfortunately, I don't have oodles of time to donate. Like the last few weeks with Warframe was a fluke. And I wish sort of that I would have had more friends to play that with when I had the time to play it.
You still need to find out why my freaking computer is being a
you know,
biatch.
Actually, you know, what I'm kind of curious about is there, can there actually be much competitive gain inside of a co-op game, if
well,
you will?
No, there's no competitive game.
No,
well,
no.
Wait, hear me out, because my thought so far is, can't there be like some kind of a competition of how fast you can clear this area or just how many people can you take down within the set time limit and such?
Yeah, but with Warframe, you're more playing it...
Aaron, we can't hear you from all the way over
with
there.
With Warframe, you're playing that to just kick ass with your friends and to just experience the game as a whole with your peoples. It's not more of a... Yeah, you can have killing contests or, you know, keep a tally. Yeah, I'm killing more dudes than you, but no. That kind of game, it's more like, we're here to be homies and to enjoy a game together. Like I was telling you guys before, like all the games that all the MOBAs or MMOs that we were playing separate with just random pubs, it's a whole new different experience when you're playing with a team of friends.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree that it actually is a whole new experience, but the thing is that the experience actually changes depending on whether or not you're playing against a computer or another person.
Okay.
Would you kind of agree on that level?
Sure, absolutely. A human opponent is always a good opponent, but the same could be said for Payday.
I was actually going to want to bring that one up, to be honest, because I feel Payday could really introduce some kind of versus, by the way. And not so much
I thought you guys told me that there was a versus. Like,
no, there was...
I thought some players play as the cops and the other players play as the robbers.
No, they tried that the first time around, the first Payday, but it didn't quite work out too well.
They tried that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I heard...
Alien versus Predator, let's do this.
I heard they tried that. So take my word with a grain of salt. This is all, you know, through the grapevine.
Internet rumor mill. Got
Internet rumor mill.
Right in the flower.
But rumor has it that they actually did try doing a versus mode, a la Left 4 Dead, if you will, where
Ooh.
The other team winds up trying to play the cops.
Zombies controlled by humans, the scariest thing I can think of.
Have you actually played Left 4 Dead or Left 4 Dead 2?
I played it, but I did not play it where the zombies were controlled by living, breathing humans. That just scares the shit out of me just thinking about it.
It's not just any zombies. I mean, you've still got the common zombies to contend with. But then you've got, like, the tank and the smoker and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it's nuts. It's nuts. It's crazy. You can even get into some servers out there that the zombie team is all tanks. So you've got four people versus four tanks, plus all the common zombies that you got to clear out because they're speed bumps.
Okay, how do you? Okay, to put into the perspective of people like me,
how do you
kill a tank?
How do you win?
No, no. How do you just? You're saying there are tanks. Okay, how do you bring down a tank?
So here's how you win, because the tanks get to respawn after you kill them. You don't. Here's how you win. You want to survive? Get to the fucking safe house.
As fast as you can.
Okay, no, what I want to know is, what does it take to bring down a tank?
Lots and lots and lots of damage.
Guns and fire.
Like, you've got 100 health as a person. The tank has 2,000.
6,000,
okay,
if I remember correctly.
Okay, so, in immersive breaks, how much damage do, say, the top weapons that you can get, how much damage would they do to the tank?
Not enough. The tank has high armor, it's got damage reduction, it's basically like your daddy Deathclaw. Yeah.
Do I get an anti-material or Gauss rifle?
No. If you're lucky, you get a tactical semi-auto shotgun.
Okay. How fast do they move, though?
Nearly as fast as you. They can keep up with you.
Well, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, if I recall right, too, they can run through the zombies. Guess what you can't do?
Yeah, those common zombies I was talking about, I said that they're speed bumps, and I meant that they're speed bumps that will eat your ass alive.
Fuck you, speed bumps.
Right? But the game is fun as hell.
Oh, yeah. I kind of feel bad. I haven't really played Left 4 Dead in just so long, and that used to be one of the great favorites of mine.
I've got both copies of Left 4 Dead if you want to play at some point.
I think I would. Like, you know.
But let's find something else to prattle on about for a little while.
Sure, let's go ahead and move on to another topic right now.
I've actually got one prepared.
Okay, all right, Doug.
So I've been taking a look online at different websites and the PlayStation blog and all that sort of stuff. And a lot of people with the PlayStation 4 have been getting a specific error that has been preventing them from... being able to play any of their games, and they're getting, like, save errors and all sorts of different shit. And to me, this is expected because it's a part of being an early adopter of a system.
Yeah, I'm waiting at least a year.
So the topic or the question that I've got in mind here is, have you ever adopted any game system early? Have you ever been one of the first people in line to get the first system? Was that a positive or a negative experience for you, and what would you do differently nowadays?
One time and one time only. I was in the line to pick up the PlayStation 2. It suffered some issues, had to send it in, had to multiple times, finally died, had to get a new one. Then I go, never again, because I started reading about other people who, you know, picked the very first Xbox and Blue Rings of Death, or, you know, the Xbox explodes, wiping out, you know, a small portion of their household. Same thing with the PS3. I waited, one and a half to 2 years before I bought a PS3 to make sure all the bugs were nice and worked out.
Shoot, come to think of it, weren't there like a couple of bugs? Well, not even bugs. I mean, more just hardware failure at this point, where the thing just overheated completely.
That was Xbox, not PlayStation.
No, it was also PlayStation 2, if I remember right.
But PlayStation 2 had more had the
no,
like,
no, no, not, pla- not PlayStation. I'm sorry, not PlayStation 2. PlayStation 3 was the one that had an overheating problem.
No, that was
no,
the Xbox,
that was Xbox
360.
Xbox 360. Yeah.
Was it real? I remember the Xbox
the Red Ring
360
of
had an issue. Yeah. Yes, the Red Ring of Death, yeah. I remember, was an issue.
The PlayStation 3 had an issue with the GPU. If memory serves correct, the GPU on that would overheat occasionally.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
It wasn't anywhere near as prevalent as the Red Ring of Death.
Dude, the funny thing was, our mutual friend, Spy, had an Xbox 360 and would make it work by wrapping it in towels,
yep,
overheating it, which somehow made it work. I never understood that. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, what that effectively did is it warped the board. Like, over a long enough period of time, when you do that, you will start permanently melting components in your system.
So we can laugh at our mutual friend right now for doing something
in the short term.
It was smart, actually.
In the short term, sure, all of the contacts touched each other. But it's kind of like trying to solder something with a fucking hairdryer.
You know, I remember okay, I'm actually going to take us back a little further. Who remembers blowing on their old Nintendo cartridge?
Oh,
Sega
God!
Genesis, just to get
not
that
only
thing
blowing
to work.
It, but then wedging something in to press the cartridge down further into it.
Dude, I used to take a Q-tip to try and clean out the dust a couple times because that was the issue that we always experienced.
You push the game down, and you shove a sock in it to hold it in there.
A sock? Dude, you're a madman, and on that note, we're going to take a quick break for a minute.
But
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
And it looks like we're about back now. Yay for fun whisperings and vibrating phones.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I heard all of those, and y'all might have as well. So for that, I apologize.
In case they didn't.
Shh. We're just telling us each other secrets.
A spoiler alert.
Beer is here.
Well, yeah, okay. Let's focus on that for a little while. No, kidding.
Hoppity hops.
Some rather interesting developments in the gaming world lately, but this is sort of a slow period. Like, the news that I brought up was as old as, like, August of last year.
Damn!
Well,
I didn't know about it, so...
The Games for Windows Live stuff, but I figure, hey, that's news to me, right?
And me!
So, that's sort of where I'm going to go with that if I continue going with that.
Let's jump on that train.
May as well. I mean, it seemed to have worked.
I had no clue. I was like intrigued. I was like, really? Wow.
Yeah.
People who bought games may have to rebuy them again. That kind of sucks.
I don't know if it's too much of an issue where they have to rebuy them. I mean, especially if they previously got their stuff through Steam.
It's not that they're going to have to rebuy them. It's that they can't play them anymore.
So they have to rebuy them to play them.
No,
if it moves to Steam, then that means they will still have to rebuy them, right?
If it doesn't move to Steam, you're screwed.
That's been my issue with Steam. Like, everyone's speaking the praise of Steam. I go, what if something happens with Steam and Steam goes under? So all these games that I've bought over the years, I now can't play?
Not really. Well, I mean, Steam on its own is kind of like a limitless distribution machine.
So if Steam goes under, I can still play my game.
Steam will be running forever because there is no human that runs it. Steam is the T-800, dude.
Oh, my God. Steam is Skynet?
Yeah, pretty much.
Steam will never
stop.
Steam will one day rule the world.
It's that cold fusion reaction that you can't contain and you can't control it.
Damn. Okay, I mean, I've just been like, I'm buying all these Steam games, and I'm like, what if this shit like goes under, and I'm like stuck here holding my shit in my hand.
If I may for a moment kind of point out that reason why Steam won't go under, do you remember the winter sale?
Yeah.
Stuff like that kind of happens a lot. The winter sale, the summer sale. Isn't there a sale during the spring as well?
You mean the spring sale?
The fall sale. There's a sale always
like
going
season.
On.
Yeah, but wouldn't that like make them lose money instead of gain money?
God, no. It's digital content. What are they losing from selling this item at a discount?
What are they paying to be able to sell an item at a discount?
How much did the game cost to develop? Did they recoup that cost? Yes, they can sell any more of them for however much they want and still profit.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the developers, but not Steam. Isn't Steam still having to buy the rights from the developers?
I'm not entirely sure, actually.
So, Mike, if the developers charge them a set amount of money...
I don't think so. I think it's more an agreement between Steam and the developers where both sides get paid.
Okay. Because I'm like, how are they like selling a $39 game going, we're going to sell it to you for $9 this week? It's like,
Earth dictates that this software is worth $39 in its digital form when I can take one copy and sell it a million times?
The developers, I guess.
That's sort of the bottom line. Those awesome-ass Steam sales doesn't cost the developer or Steam anything. You're buying a digital work. It's not a fax machine. You can make a digital copy after a digital copy, and it loses none of its luster. It loses none of its
brilliance. Okay, in that case, then, like, a Blu-ray disc, same thing with a freaking hard copy of a video game. Why is it different there?
A Blu-ray disc is physical media.
Yeah, but it's still not...
Well, then you have the cost of the disc and the packaging.
That, I'm sorry, it would not be $60. Because I buy Blu-ray movies for $15 for three of them.
Right. And that's fair. And you're paying $15 for three of them, and they're still probably making, you know, $5, $7, $8 a profit on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
I'm pulling this figure out of my ass because I haven't done the research on it. But I couldn't imagine that they're making anything less than 100% profit on it, because that's sort of how it worked with DVDs when they were still new.
Well, you know, that kind of brings up an interesting question that I kind of want to ask right now, is what actually puts more work into their content? Do movie makers make more work, or do game developers do more work to create their content?
Game developers easily, and here's the reason why. You think of a Hollywood movie.
Sure.
And let's not count the time that the writer came up with a script, because that's usually the longest thing that they do.
Sure, post. But the editing, the sound.
Dude, some guys write movies for 15 years on one script. You got to have the right story so you can sell it to the right studios.
Or know the right people.
Or the right figure. Or, yeah, it's not who you know, it's who you blow.
Wow.
Calling James Cameron.
Jesus Christ.
M. Night Shyamalan.
What the twist?
Well, shit, since we're bashing directors right now, Uwe Boll.
Did you say Uwe?
I don't even know how you say his name anymore. Uwe?
Olay.
I'm afraid to say too much because I'm afraid he's going to challenge me to a boxing match. Which
and
I
he'll kick
like...
your ass.
Yeah, straight
he will. Because Uwe Boll may suck at directing movies, except for Postal, which was amazing. And I love that movie. And if you're going to do any more video game movies, Mr. Boll, please do them more like Postal, because that movie was fantastic. Thank you. But
I have a counteractor real quick right there to that comment. Sorry, Uwe Boll, stop trying to be Kevin Smith. Thank you. Goodbye. Postal, to me, especially from what I watched on the earlier parts of it, had the dialogues of that of Clerks or just any other Kevin Smith movie. Kevin Smith, hey, I like you, dude. You're an awesome director. Please make Clerks 3.
I think this is completely and totally off the topic of our own show.
Seriously,
I just had to go. I'm sorry, I just had to go off on Uwe Boll for a brief moment.
Easy Talk Live,
now.
Okay,
and you know,
we just overattack Hollywood in the video. What?
Well, all right, let's go ahead and stop this.
I'd just like to thank Eric Zulli, because without him, none of this shit would be happening. And I would like to apologize for stepping on toes, because apparently we have entered the entertainment industry as opposed to...
Oh, you know what? No, yeah. He's sitting there by his computer right now laughing his ass off at us, okay? Come on.
Probably because we suck at it.
Okay, Eric, sorry. We stepped onto your territory of the show. Let's go ahead.
No, we're not. We just gave him some publicity. You
oh,
know
yeah,
saying?
Huh?
You
we did kind of. Well, regardless, let's step back from movies for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just go back to the gaming
video
industry.
Game movies.
Okay.
Maggie Q, okay. King of the Fighters.
Video game movies.
I only watched that movie because she was in it and she's fine.
Video game movies. My instant response. Fuck the Resident Evil movie series.
But
But the digital ones with Leon in it.
But Mia Jovovich, dude.
Okay, the digital ones were awesome, but as far as the live-action Resident Evil movies were concerned,
I like Mia.
Dude.
I like her. I don't know. I just like her.
Okay,
really
like
do.
Her as an actress, but, dude, was that really...
I like
really...
her killing zombies.
Dude, you play Resident Evil. Was that Resident Evil in your eyes?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, that's the fucking problem now, ain't it?
It was Resident Evil Universe.
Barely.
No, yeah, barely.
But, Jill, don't open that door.
But Chris is...
Worst voice acting in zombie video game history.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to apologize ahead of time, but it looks like the rest of this show is going to be these two dweebs being, well, dweebs.
Not a dweeb! I'm an awesome.
I'm a nerd, thank you very much.
Whoa.
I'm proud of that title, dude. You guys can like, go like, hey,
you
oh my god,
nerd.
You're
wait,
a nerd.
Wait, look, you can be a nerd. I will take the title of geek, because a geek is a nerd that gets pussy.
Oh, so that's bullshit, and you fucking know it.
Fist bump. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Look it up on YouTube.
I was going to go with geek for the same fucking reason.
Up top.
That's a bullshit statement,
no,
and they both know
correct.
It. They're just trying to find themselves an excuse to try and think that they're above the norm. Guess
we
what?
We are above the
they
norm.
They are the
because
norm.
Because we are awesome.
He might be lowest common denominator, but
no.
I don't settle.
No, neither do I. The empire will rise. Do not underestimate the power of the dark side.
Oh, join the dark side. We have cookies.
I am dark, biatch.
Yeah, you are. Look at you. Shit.
Aaron, I hear, is dumbfounded. Just look at him right now. He's twisting his eyes. He's just like, he's contemplating death right now.
No, I was trying to choke him with my mind, but it doesn't work.
Free throat hugs.
Yep.
Free throat hugs. Luke, come to me. I will give you a hug.
I am your father. Your mom was good that night. She taught me some very interesting things she could do with her tongue.
Oh, man. Since we're talking Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Is
no.
that what we were talking about with Star Wars?
Star yeah, Wars made we... video games? You have the Old Republic, and you have okay. the X-Wings and the Galactic Battlegrounds.
I don't believe we were actually talking about Star Wars.
Yes,
we are now.
Star Wars. Okay.
That's a brilliant segue.
Okay, think about this.
But I think it's misplaced.
Her legs?
Because I think we were talking about sexual harassment.
No, we weren't. The girl's legs is the trench. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And
all
the
right.
punani is the
okay.
port. You gotta
oh,
fire
okay,
the port.
Okay. I'm taking the microphone over here now. Yeah. That's... Wow, dude.
Wow.
You filthy bitch. Go take a shower.
I'm just...
Good Lord. You kiss your mother with that mouth, dude? What the...
I don't kiss my mom, period.
Okay, that explains an awful lot, then. TKO does not kiss his mom.
He was also never hugged as a child, and that explains everything.
I was hugged, but I didn't like it.
I don't know how to respond to that.
But I pooped from there.
Okay, I think we've delved in the world of darkness for a decent while. Hey, speaking of the world of darkness...
Okay, let's go with that segue.
Yes,
let's do it.
Speaking of the world of darkness, who here remembers Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines?
I do. I actually really enjoyed that game. The Malkavian kid was the best. He was making his own microwave noises with his mouth, and like, you're asking him questions, and he's like, ooh-wee-ooh-ding, ooh, my grits are done.
I saw it.
It
was
and I loved that fucking game. It was amazing.
Now, what do you think actually contributed to, like, you know, some of the flaws in the game itself? Because I've played it myself, and I'll acknowledge that there's flaws in it. But what's up with that? Like, what necessarily caused what was wrong? Was it just, like, another issue of just, like, it's speeding up? Do you think it may have just been, like, you know... Not that great of development, such as, say, oh, I don't know, Grand Theft Auto V?
Like, bank robbery!
Ah, come on, bank robberies.
Well, let's...
I'm gonna take your money.
Let's go with bank robberies and Grand Theft Auto, and how about a little old-school controversy that...
Oh, God.
You'll remember Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, right?
I remember that.
Niggas!
Right. The black guy said it, not the white guys.
Well, he said it in 5, too.
Yuck sandwiches, what, for everybody? I'll take your money and somehow take bullet holes and eat a donut and be better.
But, yeah, so Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. You guys remember the hot coffee debacle, right?
I remember hot coffee. Do you remember hot coffee?
I played the 5th.
You didn't have a PC at that time, did you?
Oh, you don't know a thing about hot coffee.
I know about pleading the fifth.
That's the one important thing. A black person never knows.
We always know. We plead the motherfucking fifth.
So there were a lot of people in the who played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas who found this material inside of the game that you could modify the game files for to unlock, and it was basically a sexual minigame.
Nice!
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was kind of like Kratos with all of his bitches, except you were CJ instead.
Wow, I have a friend named CJ that just mentally scarred me.
Sorry.
Damage!
Sorry to our friend.
That attack was super effective.
So it was never really finished. They had a plan to put it in the game at some point and then decided not to. The resources weren't all there.
I bet.
It wasn't any fun. They all still had their clothes
Kratos
on.
Kratos had a lot of fun.
Kratos had tons of fun, but you never really got to see that either.
Aphrodite.
I take that back. You got to see some of that.
No. Oh, you know what's funny? Here's the thing I find hilarious about God of War 3. Aphrodite, yeah, Kratos got to bang her, but the hottest part of that whole scene was when you were checking out Aphrodite's hot assistants, who were hotter than she was.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
There was that one shit, look, she was like Indian looking, and she was just boring, boring.
Didn't you have to, like, go through one of the assistants before they would let you see Aphrodite, or am I thinking something else?
You're thinking something else, because the two assistants were kind of hiding in a corner, kind of watching, spying on you.
What was the tutorial for the sexcapades in,
you know,
in God of War? Like, wasn't there a fucking tutorial that that you did, like, earlier with one of the ones who didn't matter?
The tutorial was, you know how this works, just think. Slot A into slot B.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Press X to not come yet.
Oh.
That was it. You got to keep hitting that right button to make sure you didn't pre-make
You know what? You know what?
What?
I'm afraid we're going to have to make this a topic for another time.
Oh, God.
We're unfortunately reaching our hourly, you know, mark, if you will.
Hit X! This ain't a cutscene. They killed your parents. Shoot them in the head.
Shoot them in the head. Unfortunately, we're hitting the end point of our show.
Aww.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave you guys for now. We'll hit you up again next week.
You're a man of watching. I told you that the show's over.
Wait, no, wait. The show's not over yet.
Ooh, is it not?
No, God, no. Because remember, guys, you can check us out at Facebook by searching up The Good Game Guys, or you can head over to blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting to get more.
Oh,
yes.
Ain't that
also,
right.
Leave your comments for future topics of discussion.
And please, hit us up on the show so we can actually have some more conversations than just our crazy ramblings. Ain't that right, guys?
Our crazy ramblings.
Crazy ramblings.
So I guess now the show is over. Thanks a lot, and good game, guys.
Good game, GG.
Good game, guys. Signing off.
Why is that getting funner and funner?